This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. No complicated medical speak, just straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Now, here's the host of Eat Great, Live Well Radio, food psychology coach and best-selling author, Janelle McCauley.
Hi, and welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm Janelle McCauley, and I'm so glad you decided to spend the next hour with me. As I promise you, each week we're having great conversations, and if you take action on the information we provide, you will transform your health and your life. And today's show is no exception. We've got another great conversation. So grab a pen and paper and your favorite beverage, and let's get started. My guest today is Frances Starr. Frances is a functional nutritionist, certified health coach, and corporate wellness facilitator. After a successful sales career in the call center industry, she chose to follow her true passion to support women in taking responsibility for their health and their life in a positive, self-loving way. She understands the frustrations women face when they're making health their priority, what it's like to feel alone on the journey, and what it's like to struggle with symptoms and get no relief. She believes that as women focus on self-care and transform their health, they will create healthier families, communities, and ultimately a healthier world. She's helped many people get their energy back, feel more confident, and be more fully present in their life. On today's show, I'll be talking with Frances about how almost anyone can make a huge difference in their health and their life by clean eating. I'm so excited to have you with us today, Frances.
Thank you, Janelle, for having me. I'm excited to be here.
We're going to have a great conversation today, and I'd love to start our conversation by just having you talk a little bit about your background and what it means to be a functional nutritionist and certified health coach.
Sure. Well, I started off as a certified health coach. I went through the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, one of the largest nutrition and health coaching schools in the country. And that's where I developed a real strong base for helping people to change their diet and their lifestyle and really meet them where they are and take them step by step and to making real change, you know, not jumping in all at once, but just step by step making small changes. And I love being a health coach. And partway into my practice, I had some other experiences personally, which we can talk about later in the interview, that compelled me to go deeper with the work. And that's when I started studying functional nutrition, taking a year-long course with the Functional Holistic Nutrition Lab in Oregon, and Functional Diagnostic Nutrition. In this area, and working with functional nutrition, we're working a little bit deeper and not just changing diet and lifestyle, and we're still changing diet and lifestyle, but looking a little deeper at what might be some of the hidden stressors that are causing some of the symptoms that my clients maybe still, even with changing some diet and lifestyle, weren't able to really quite figure out, weren't really quite able to reach their goals. So through the functional nutrition or the functional lab work, I'm able to identify some hidden stressors and start to build health in the hormone, digestion, detoxification, and immune systems. And it's amazing work. I absolutely love working with my clients in that capacity to really build health. And again, it still always comes back to changing the diet and lifestyle. But we have some other things to work with when we're going a little deeper. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, and I love that because I think stress, we've had some other conversations on how stress really plays into our health and wellness. It's so much more than just what you're eating. And I love the fact that you said you meet people where they are, because I hear people all the time saying, it's no use, I can't do it, I've been this way for too many years, or I have too many issues. And the thing that I love is you can start where you are and change what you're doing and make a difference in your health. And absolutely. I love also that you take it step by step.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, one of the things I love to ask my clients and guests also is what motivates them to live a healthy lifestyle and to share what they're doing with others. We call it your big why. So what is your big why, and how has it motivated you to live a healthier life?
I'd have to say my daughter. You know, I wanted her to, or I want her, wanted, you know, her to have that healthy foundation. I wanted to be able to model for her so she could have the best chance at a healthy life. And that's just not something that was modeled for me growing up. You know, I ate TV dinners, and my school lunches were sandwiches, Chip Ahoy cookies, and Cool Ranch Doritos. We had vegetables out of a can, and we just didn't know any different. That's just how I grew up. And you know, when my mother passed away, that's when I was introduced to holistic health, and I just started on my own personal journey. And that was just, I'll say, when my daughter was born, I guess it just compelled me even more to want to make sure that I did the best for me, and then I could share that with her so that she would just have that foundation growing up. Just really important. And I want to share that with other women and help them to find that health, to build those habits, and so that they can model that for their children and their family. Because that's really, you know, I think modeling is one of the best things that we can do to help each other.
Absolutely. And I love that. I know I got into it because my dad had had a heart attack and heart surgery, and the doctor said they couldn't do anything else. And what I've learned going through the studies and all the things that I've done is a change we make can impact six generations going forward. So it's just, it's amazing how we think it can't make that much of a difference. It makes a huge difference. So for me, it was my dad, it's, you know, myself and my eight siblings, it's all of our children, and now for us, it's our grandchildren and that next generation. So we're already on the fourth generation. And you, I love the fact that you're doing that to model it. And just because you didn't have that exposure doesn't mean you can't change. And the kids always watch what we do way more than they listen to what we have to say.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, I agree. You know, I didn't even realize that about the sixth generation, so thank you so much for sharing that with me. That's impactful.
It really is, and that's why I tell people just start one step at a time, and you'll model it for others. I was talking to someone yesterday, and she was saying, but how do I share with my friends what I'm doing? And what I told her is just talk from the heart, share your story, share why you want to eat healthy, why you want to get healthy. And if you do it that way, people really want to listen because they see the difference it's making for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, a lot of people have heard the term clean eating, but they may not know what it really means. So what does clean eating really mean?
Well, for me, clean eating means removing processed foods, sugar, foods that don't really support us in building health, or removing or reducing them, making them, you know, such a minuscule part of our diet, really focusing on eating whole foods, nutritionally dense foods. Clean eating is getting back into the kitchen and creating meals. They don't have to be fancy, but just real food again, food that came from the ground. You know, that's not in a box. also for me, because of a lot of the clients that I work with, for them it can be removing foods that don't particularly work for their body. They can be foods that may sound like they're healthy, for example, dairy, eggs, whole wheat bread. For some, those foods might work just fine, but for others, they cause a lot of distress because they have a sensitivity, and I know we'll talk a little bit more about that, but when you can identify those for yourself, if you have a sensitivity, an individual has that and they can remove that as well, it can make a huge difference in their life and their health.
Absolutely, and when you're talking about that, I think of Michael Pollan and his book, Food Rules. And one of the things he said is, don't eat things your grandparents wouldn't recognize as food, as a rule.
I love that, yeah.
And oftentimes people say, don't eat foods that have more than 5 ingredients. So there are rules that people can use to get started, because I think one of the challenges when you say clean eating is, I have to give up everything I love. And I know as a coach, when I talk to people or when we go through our Eat Great Live Well program, people, if you tell them they can't eat something, that's all they think about. If you say you can't have chocolate, it's all they want until they have it. And then they say, well, I can't stick with it, so what's the point?
Right. So, you hit the nail on the head there, because it is meeting my clients where they are. And when we're talking about that, taking that one step at a time, we can not jump to completely removing, for example, a particular snack. How about finding a replacement that has, like you say, 5 or less ingredients, ones that are more recognizable, ones that maybe are devoid of the refined sugar or the trans fats, right? So there are options out there to move you through that process, you know, and taking that step closer and closer to more of a whole food.
Right. What's the reaction you get from people when you first mention clean eating to them?
It can be a little scary for some, as you said, the idea of not having foods that they love and are used to. For some, it can also be scary because for some, they're not used to being in the kitchen anymore. Everything has become very fast food and convenient. So it can be scary for some, you know. And then again, that's when we take it step by step. For others who have a strong motivation because of a physical illness, it makes sense, and they're ready to move forward and get educated and step into it, you know, a lot more strongly maybe than others. You know, when there's a strong motivation or a strong why, it makes moving forward quickly a lot easier.
I absolutely agree with you on that. We need to take a short break, but when we come back, I've got a couple of questions that from what you just talked about, and I want to talk more about the benefits of clean eating. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
At Lifescape, we believe in a proactive approach to your health or whole health, which is why we created the Lifescape Online Health Store. Browse our store for the best physician-recommended nutrition, skincare, and health-related products to fit any lifestyle and budget. Have your order shipped directly to your home or pick it up at our Scottsdale office. Our goal is to provide the most trusted products to enhance your health and beauty regimen. Visit LifescapePremier.com/store today. LifeScape, whole health for a whole life.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley. Today we're talking with Frances Starr of Frances Starr Coaching, and we're talking about clean eating. We're talking about it from a functional nutrition standpoint. And before the break, we were talking about what clean eating looks like. And Frances, one of the questions I have for you that comes to mind when you mention that, because it's eating real whole foods, but if someone travels a lot or they have a really busy schedule, how can they balance clean eating with having to go out to meals if they're doing it for business or fit it into their busy family life? How do they make that work?
Well, as far as fitting into their busy family life goes, I think planning and preparation is really key. And that's one of the things I really help my clients with. You know, when you have a plan, you know, putting a plan together, what the meals are going to be for the week, and shop for those meals, and do some prep work when you have time. It makes things go so much smoother when you've got, you know, your snacks bagged up or your fruits and vegetables pre-washed, and, you know what you're going to be making for dinner, so you're not having to stress out about that. And when you get the family engaged and involved and participating, then it's not just all on one person. And we get back into the kitchen again. As far as traveling again and eating out, paying attention to understanding what works for you, what your intention is. So when you sit down to a meal when you're out at a restaurant, that you're choosing the kind of meals and the kind of foods that are fitting to, that are aligned with what your goals are for your health. You know, so making that conscious effort is really important. And traveling, being prepared, you know, you can take pre-bags of, you know, at Trader Joe's they've got little pre-bagged nuts. And, you know, there's lots of things you can do to be kind of prepared ahead of time. Those are a few of the things.
Yeah, and also people need to understand, just because other people eat at the table and have dessert or eat bread before dinner or have an extra course doesn't mean you have to do the same thing. You can pick things that really fit in with what you're doing. So it's, I think you mentioned it earlier, and it really does make a difference, is think about why you want to eat healthy and think about the benefit to you and your family, kind of as your motivator, so that you do make those healthy choices.
Right.
Now, people need to understand, too, that just because you didn't eat healthy at one meal doesn't mean that you can't eat healthy going forward. I always tell people the 80-20 rule. Do it 80 or 90% of the time and leave that time to kind of give yourself permission to eat a couple of your favorite foods. But it doesn't mean you have to eat a whole plateful. You can have a couple bites and really get that intense satisfaction.
You know, and that is what you just said is so important in terms of the 80-20 or the 90-10, or, you know, it really depends on what my client's goals are, if they're in maintenance mode or if they're really in a healing or weight loss mode and that kind of thing. But, you know, there has to be room. There has to be room to enjoy something that may not be your main daily staple or every meal staple, you know, kind of mm-hmm. Thing. There really has to be room to enjoy and honor that, to have that, you know, rather than saying, no, never, you can never have that again. And then it becomes special, you know, it becomes special and you really can't enjoy it.
Absolutely. And I tell people to make sure that when they're enjoying those special treats, to make sure you're really tasting them and savoring the flavor and eating them slowly so that your brain really gets that maximum enjoyment and pleasure, because then you'll get satisfaction. Then it really will be a treat.
Right. Absolutely.
Can you talk a little bit about the benefits of clean eating, and do those benefits go beyond just health?
Some of the benefits are, you know, getting more of those phytonutrients and micronutrients into our cells so we can build health. because that's really what it's about. Every time you eat something, it's either moving you towards health, it's either building health, or it's not. And so, that's one of the benefits, of course, of clean eating, is that you're nourishing your cells so that they can function better. And when they're functioning, your organs are functioning better. And when they're functioning better, all of your systems are working better together, right? So that's huge. When you're eating clean and you are eating less of those foods that your body doesn't really recognize as nutrients, then you're reducing your toxic load. So that's huge. In terms of beyond health, the energy and the vitality that you feel when you're eating foods that are truly nourishing your cells and your body, and the fact that many of our symptoms can be resolved, you know, whether it's headaches and, you know, insomnia, a lot of those nagging, almost nuisance-type symptoms that people are used to just popping pills for, a lot of times those can resolve themselves when we're more on track with clean eating.
I absolutely agree with you. And it's also a great way to bring your family together. And I love working with parents. And another benefit is really teaching your kids reading, science, math, and getting them involved in the kitchen is a great way to do it because it's fun, it's interactive. They can take what they're learning in school and actually apply it, whether it's fractions, whether it's measuring, whether it's food interacting together. There's so many ways to do that. And I'm sure you've seen it many times. I know I have. Kids are much more likely to eat or at least to try new foods if they selected them and they had a hand in making them.
Right. You know, and discussing and educating them, when you pick up a box and it's got 15 ingredients that can't be read versus another boxed ingredient, I mean, even educating them and getting them to understand the why, you know, I'm very much for explaining things to my daughter and rather than just because I said so and it's healthy for you is not really the greatest approach. But I love what you said about helping, you know, getting them involved in the kitchen for, in terms of math and science and that kind of thing. That's great.
And one thing we've done that's a lot of fun, too, is our niece started really getting interested in cooking. So she'd go to the grocery store with us, and she'd help make decisions on what to buy after she picked out a recipe. And it was interesting to teach her how to read labels. And one of the things we did, and we were always good at, is not saying we have to buy this product, but actually teaching her how to read the labels and how to figure out which one is the best one. And then letting her choose and educating her along the way made a big difference. And I also took a group of women shopping, of moms, and we went down the cereal aisle. And I said, okay, pick the cereals you buy for your family. And then I asked them why they picked those out. And they picked them out because on the front they had all these health claims, with air quotes here, they had all these health claims, and then when we turned it over and actually looked at what was in the ingredients list, they were absolutely shocked. So once I taught them how to read the labels, understand the packaging, it totally shifted the way they started to shop and the decisions that they were making. So again, it's all about education.
It really is. You're absolutely right. What a great thing that you did taking those ladies and helping them to see that, because it's so true, the health claims that are on packages, and really have to look at the actual ingredients and see what's really in there.
Do you have any examples of people that you've taught how to eat clean and that you've been working with, maybe that kind of what was a big aha or surprise for them when they started to look at how to eat clean versus how they were eating previously?
Yeah, client that comes to mind is having a lot of problems with blood sugar issues and drops in blood sugar and spikes, and didn't really realize how the processed foods that she was eating were playing such a role in that. the crackers and the snack goods that she was eating, you know, that they were actually playing a role in that. So just, you know, even understanding, oh, wow, you know, I can choose this other healthy alternative and feel so much better. You didn't even realize that even though, like you said, there's a health claim on it, it was still a processed food. And for her body, it was really causing a spike in her blood sugar.
What do you, how do you teach people to listen to their body and understand how what they eat is affecting their body? How do you get them to increase that awareness? Hunger and fullness is absolutely one way that people can do that. I should know what else you might do to get people to really understand that if they're eating something that agrees with them or doesn't agree with them, maybe what are some of the symptoms? How do you get them to know whether it's something that's helping them and fueling their body or actually hurting their body?
Well, really one of the first things I do is have them take out the five foods that are associated most often with food sensitivities, and that's dairy, eggs, soy, corn, and gluten. And I have them take those out for a period of time. It can be anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks, depending on the client. And then we reintroduce them one at a time. And so I know this may be going a little bit beyond the clean eating part, but because of the clients that I deal with, we're most often taking out processed foods for the first couple of weeks completely, as well as the spice foods that I just mentioned. And then we slowly reintroduce them, because a lot of the clients I'm working with are suffering with headaches and sinus issues and joint pain and digestive issues. And a lot of times those are associated with foods, the different kinds of foods that they're eating. And when we take them out for a period of time and slowly add them back in, it's commonly known as an elimination diet.
Mm-hmm.
And right, and then add them back in slowly, we can start to identify if there is a connection to one of the foods.
Perfect. And that's a great transition. And when we come back, we're going to really talk about food sensitivities and how they impact your health. Stay tuned. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. And let's start the conversation.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley. And today we're talking with Frances Starr, and we've been talking about clean eating. And just before break, we touched on the topic of food sensitivities, but I really want to dig deeper into that because I think that's something that people hear a lot about but really don't understand. And I know, Frances, that really fits in with your functional nutritionist training and all the things that you're doing. And we hear a lot about food sensitivities. Is it possible for people to have food sensitivities that they don't even know about?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of times when people hear about food sensitivities, they may associate it with an allergy and say, oh, I don't have any food sensitivities. Traditionally, people think of, you eat a peanut, you go into anaphylactic shock, or shellfish, maybe you get hives, different things like that, or a dairy intolerance, which is completely different. So with a food sensitivity, it's a different antibody that is reacting, and it's not an immediate reaction. It's a very slow reaction. So someone may have a dairy sensitivity and not realize it, that the dairy they ate 3 days ago is what's causing their sinus or their sinus drainage or their sinus headaches, 3 days later. And the same with for eggs. Eggs are strongly associated with migraines. And then gluten. Gluten is associated with so many things. If you have an intolerance to it, from joint pain to autoimmune disease. So a lot of times we're just unaware because it's not immediate, like a peanut allergy.
So how do people find out if they have that food sensitivity, and how do they find out the degree to which the foods they're eating really affect their health?
Well, one of the things they can do is an elimination diet, kind of like what I was talking about earlier in terms of my clean eating program, because I do have my clients. That's part of my clean eating program, is to pull out those foods that are most commonly associated. And so that's one thing you can do. As I said, you pull those foods out for 2 to 4 weeks, and then you slowly add them back in. Like you might add dairy in, but you're only going to eat dairy for the next few days. You're not going to have any gluten or eggs or, the other ones on the list that I mentioned. And wait for a few days and see if anything starts to come up for you. And then you can add the next food in. And the next. Now, if you're still suffering from health issues, you may want to go so far as to do an IgG food sensitivity test. That's the most common test that's done, and it's not traditionally done by a traditional medicine. So you'll have to seek out a functional nutritionist like myself or a naturopath. A lot of times they will do that type of testing. But that's another route that you can go. But it's really important to find out because if you have a food sensitivity, there is a very good possibility that your entire digestive system has been impacted. There is something called leaky gut, intestinal permeability, and a lot of time that can be associated with a food sensitivity. And that can really cause, when your digestive tract has been compromised, it can really cause a lot of other issues.
Absolutely. And I hear a lot of people say that they have gluten sensitivity, and do a lot of people blame gluten for their health issues when it might be gluten, but it might be eggs or dairy or some combination versus just gluten? Because the one you hear the most about is gluten.
Yeah, I think you could be right on that. I think you could be right because there is a lot more talk on, you see a lot more products that are gluten-free, and a lot of people not understanding the association that dairy and eggs can have. It's because it's those proteins, the soy, the corn, the dairy, that seem to make the most impact. Even if we have other foods that we might be sensitive to, it's those proteins that make the most impact on our digestive wellness and our inflammation and our immune response.
Mm-hmm. We've talked a little bit about it, but are there any other symptoms that people should be aware of or might be things that would kind of trigger them to say, wait a minute, I might have some sort of sensitivity and I really need to go talk to someone that can help me identify what that is?
Well, it's like I said, it can be sinus issues, headaches, even insomnia, digestive issues. Joint pain is really associated with gluten. It causes a lot of inflammation to someone who has a sensitivity to it. And autoimmune disease as well can really, you'll see more symptoms and have more ongoing problems if you have a sensitivity to gluten. So my daughter, and I'm not sure, I'll just go ahead and tell you about this. My daughter, this is what prompted me to deepen my knowledge and to start to practice functional nutrition. A few years ago, began suffering from headaches, and we thought it was stress. It was during finals, and she was having them then every day, most of the day, most every day. So a lot of her days for some time were spent with headaches, and we went to see a naturopath, and that particular doctor didn't really get to the root cause. And then we went to her physician, her pediatrician, and they, I mean, this went over for a series of weeks and weeks, 3 months actually. They did MRIs, they did x-rays. They really couldn't say what was wrong and why she was having the headaches. They blamed it on stress. At one point, I think they might have even thought she was not, being honest. But so it was really, really frustrating. So mm-hmm. I found someone, and this is when I was introduced to functional nutrition, to do a food sensitivity test on her. And it was really, when we found out she had a sensitivity to dairy and eggs, and mind you, I was a health coach already. And I was sauteing, spinach and tomatoes and making this great breakfast with eggs. And she'd always like a little grass-fed cheese on her, on her eggs. And I was serving this to her almost every morning. I didn't know she had a sensitivity to eggs and dairy. Within 2 weeks of removing those two foods from her diet, her headaches were completely gone. So she had a lot of other symptoms that I didn't really quite associate with the food sensitivity as well, and the way her body had gotten out of balance from eating that way, her anxiety, a little hormone imbalance, because her digestive system had been severely impacted from eating these foods, as well as her headaches. But the headaches went away, but we continued to do more lab testing and found out that she had H. pylori. H. pylori is a bacterial, it's a pathogenic bacteria, and normally if you have a very healthy digestive tract, it can fight off the pathogens that we're constantly exposed to. And because hers was not, this, as well as another pathogen, was able to flourish. And so what I found out was that in the last 10 years, it's been proven that ulcers are directly linked to H. pylori. H. pylori is what causes ulcers. So, and that 50% of stomach cancer patients can be traced back to having had H. pylori. So the fact that we are able to really go deep and find the root cause and then find the other healing opportunities and get to work on healing that, it may have impacted her entire life. And this is why I'm so passionate about this part of my practice and what I can bring to my clients, is really looking for some of these underlying causes and starting with food sensitivities for, even just things like headaches and that kind of thing. But if you are continually eating things that are not right for your digestive tract, you can compromise it and leave yourself open to other things.
Wow. And, I thank you for sharing that personal example, because I think people often, wonder, do things like that really happen? And here you are, someone who understands health and nutrition and healthy eating, and you were doing something that you thought was really helpful to your daughter, but without having that other piece of knowledge, you couldn't put it all together the right way. And she's very lucky she had you as an advocate that said, wait a minute, I'm doing all these things. Something still isn't right. We're going to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, and it really is amazing how often I see it, how just simple, what you think, food, we're ingesting, what are we ingesting and putting into our body has a huge effect on our health, period. And so clean eating is super important. Identifying a food sensitivity, also important.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of doctors say it's normal. And I think I hear a lot of people that say, well, this is just the way it is. There's nothing I can do about it. And I really want to challenge people that if it doesn't feel right, if you're low in energy, if you've got certain symptoms, if you go to your doctor and you don't get an answer, do some more research. Actually, you know, figure out what's going on, because there's a really good chance that something's out of balance. We need to take our final break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about how people can get the right information and get access to people like yourself and the tools that they need so they can figure out what's going on. Today we're talking with Frances Starr, and we're going to go ahead and continue our conversation after our break. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Frances Starr, with Frances Starr Coaching, and we've been talking about clean eating. We've been talking about food sensitivities, and before the break, I love the example you shared, Frances, about your daughter and her journey, and I know that's very personal, so I really appreciate you sharing that, because I think people don't realize that we really need to listen to our bodies. And when our children say something doesn't feel right, oftentimes I think it's discounted as youth or an age and stage. And it could be, but I think it's really important to listen to what they're saying and see if what you're doing, there might be some changes that you can make. And as you found out, just taking away the eggs and dairy made a big difference.
Yes, absolutely. The best gift I think that she got from this is that she knows how to listen to her body. So, you know, my daughter will still from time to time have something that maybe has a dairy or eggs, but she will go, wow, Mom, I have a little bit of a sinus issue. You know what? I think it's because I had that such and such last week or the other day. And so she won't do it again for a very long time. So she knows how to listen to her body and really, really happy about that. So she can, you know, take responsibility and be aware, be mindful in the choices that she makes.
And I think listening to your body is so important. I know for me, I have a milk sensitivity, and I know that if I eat ice cream, I can eat a couple bites and I'm fine, but if I were to eat a full bowl of ice cream, I'd be miserable. And I've just learned that that's something that sets off just a very uncomfortable physical reaction, so I choose not to do it. And I know if I eat it, I'm going to pay the consequences, but at least I make that choice very mindfully, and being aware of your body and how it feels after you eat foods is so important.
Yeah, it really is, and there are a lot of health issues that are a consequence of us not eating correctly or getting too full and having other consequences. I think it's a new paradigm for people to go, okay, I'm not going to take, you know, I could choose this medication, when the doctor also gives you the choice of, or you can change your diet, you know, choosing to make that change in your diet, it can be daunting, but asking for help, finding help, getting support, you know, it's just so important, because we know the effects of long-term being on drugs, on pharmaceutical or over-the-counter medications.
And I challenge our listeners, when the doctors say, here's a medication, whether it's a prescription drug or an over-the-counter drug, that can help minimize or take care of your symptoms, I challenge people to ask their doctor if, you know, removing a food or looking at what they're eating could also help do that, and choose that path versus just automatically taking, you know, more drugs and putting more things into our body, because really that's masking it. It's not, if you've got a food sensitivity or allergy, it's not taking away the problem. It's just masking it and making it look like it's going away, which, as you know from what your daughter went through, it's just can cause other problems down the road.
Right, right. And that really was the next step, was going to be putting her on medications. And then we would have never found out about the H. pylori, and so that could have had devastating long-term effects. And that's one of the reasons I'm so passionate, yes, about working with your doctor to see if there's an alternative route, more natural, and then seeking out support if that's what you need, because it can be daunting, you know, to go out there and say, okay, I need to change my diet. Where do I start, you know, if it's not something, you know, something new to you?
Absolutely. And a lot of people talk about being really overwhelmed by all the nutrition and health information that's out there. There's new books, it seems like, every hour. There's new experts talking about eat this, don't eat this, do this, don't do that. So how can people start to reduce that overwhelm? How do you tell people to get the right information or to filter that information so that they know that it's really valid, you know, because there's so much to choose from, and a lot of it is really extreme. So how do you help people go to the right resources and find out what they should be doing?
Right. Well, you know, the first thing that I say is yes. I mean, I completely understand where they are in terms of the overwhelm and all of the information that's out there, you know, and then there's a one group of people saying eat, you know, paleo or eat, you know, eat this fashion is going to make you healthy, and another group saying no, eat vegetarian, this is going to make you healthy, or eat low carb or eat high fat, or the most important thing is to eat real food, to just start incorporating more real food and listening to how your body responds. Removing some of the basics out there of removing, you know, the obvious, which are, you know, trans fats and sugar, you know, reducing those and adding in, you know, fruits and vegetables and healthy fat like, you know, avocados and olive oil and coconut oil, and you know, those are places to start. I ask my clients to think of the macronutrients that they need and then adjust them according to how they feel. Macronutrient being a protein, having a healthy protein, free of hormones, as much as you can, you know, your budget allows to go for grass-fed, you know, but at least free of hormones, having a carbohydrate that is a plant-based carbohydrate, you know, fruits and vegetables are carbohydrates, whole grains, and then a healthy fat. That those three things, that to me takes some of the overwhelm out of all of the nutritional stuff that's out there. It's about eating whole foods and focusing more on those three things.
That's a great advice and way for people to get started. And to take it one step further, and I know you and I both agree on this, is just take it one step at a time, and people can start with just picking a healthier snack. Just replace the oil that you're using in cooking, add one more vegetable in your day, take away, you know, one unhealthy carbohydrate or one, get rid of one prepackaged food. Look at the amount of sugar in what you're eating. I mean, start by just doing one thing. I always tell people, make one change a week for the next 52 weeks, and at the end of a year, you can't help but be healthier after you've made 52 changes. Even small changes, that adds up to a big impact in your health.
Absolutely. It truly is amazing what can happen when you make small changes over a period of time, because that's how I did it. And that's how most everyone I know does it. It's very difficult to go from A to B without taking some steps in between.
Absolutely. And I think that's why a lot of people get frustrated, because they try to start at the end, and you can't go from eating all sorts of packaged foods and processed foods to eating, I don't believe, 100% clean, literally overnight. It's going to be a process and an evolution and step-by-step to really get you healthy.
Right, right.
You shared a lot of great information with us today. Can you tell our listeners how they can get more information about you and what you have to offer?
Well, my website is www.coreelementswellness.com. And from there, they could choose to download the free ebook, Clean Eating 101, and get some healthy recipes. It's 3 days of healthy eating. We talk a little bit about food sensitivities and pulling some of those foods out for a few days. And so it's really a wonderful way to just kind of get started. You can reach out to me. I'd be happy to have a conversation with anyone. My number is on the website. Again, it's coreelementswellness.com. You know, I work with clients one-on-one, and a few times a year I launch a group program. I'm launching one in January. I'm really excited about that. So when you do sign up for my ebook, you'll also get on my mailing list, and I send out my newsletters just once a month. It's not crazy, you know. And then you'll have the opportunity to receive those healthy tips and learn about my ongoing programs, whether you're interested in working with me or just thinking about working with someone, you know, one-to-one or in a group setting.
Thank you. And we'll put a link on our eatgreatlivewellradio.com page where people can get a hold of you too. And as we wrap up our time together, I want to ask you if you have just one action item that you can share with our listeners that they can implement in the next week to start creating a healthy future for themselves and the ones they love.
One of the things that I love to have my clients do, and something your listeners might really enjoy or get some insights from for sure, is doing a food journal. You know, you could just get any kind of spiral notebook or pad of paper and make a note when you eat what you're eating, whether it's when you eat your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner, a snack, you know, journal it. Write down what you had so you start to get an idea of, wow, this is how I'm eating. And then you could take it one step further and write down how you feel after you eat. So you may notice a trend around certain foods that either are giving you energy, so you write down the food that you ate, how you felt after you ate it, and maybe even how you felt an hour or two after you ate it. And that can give you some insights as to whether this food is really something that's supporting you, or this combination of foods, or if it's causing you to have mood swings or low energy or that kind of thing. So I think it's a great way to start is journaling.
That's a great tip, and thank you very much for sharing that. And I want to thank you for your time today and being part of our continued conversation to teach people how to build a healthy relationship with food, how to understand what they're eating and how it affects their health. You shared some great insights and your personal journey with us today, and I really want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Janelle. I've enjoyed it. I appreciate it. It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And I want to thank all of you who joined us today. And remember that even small changes make a big positive difference in your health and your life. Healthy choices you make every day add up over time to create a healthy future for yourself and your family. be sure to join us at eatgreatlivewellradio.com. Click on our link to Facebook and social media and be part of the continued conversation. Let us know what questions you have and what information you'd like, and we'll be sure to bring guests that will continue to carry on that conversation and give you the information you need to build a healthy relationship with food. Have a great week, and bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. Each week at this time, we bring you straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Join us next Thursday and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the EWN Radio Network. To get a replay of this week's show, listen to past shows, or contact Janelle, go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com. Have a great week, and remember, you can choose to eat great and live well.